From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Turkey observes 3 days of mourning. It follows the twin bombings at a peace rally in Ankara Saturday that killed at least 95 people. Dorian Jones reports.
Thousands of protesters chant Sunday in the capital Ankara, saying the state and government will be held to account. Mourning is fast giving way to anger in the aftermath of Turkey's worst terrorist attack. Some organizers of Saturday's peace rally claim there was little security, even though there had been increasing fears of a possible attack. Interior Minister Salami Altunok has denied negligence. The leader of the pro-Kurdish Peace and Democracy Party, Selahattin Demirtas, has accused the government and security forces of collusion in the bombings. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
The Iraqi military claims to have struck the convoy of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi at an air raid in western Anbar province near the Syrian border. The fate of the extremist leader is unknown. Anti-Islamic State Coalition spokesman U.S. Colonel Steve Warren says there's no information to confirm al-Baghdadi's fate. Russia launched a new aerial bombardment on Syrian rebels, helping President Bashar al-Assad's government reclaim territory it had lost. Moscow says it hit 63 targets, destroying 53 of them, with many of the attacks Sunday in Talskik, a highland area of Idlib province that had been controlled by rebels fighting Syrian forces. Twin suicide bombings killed at least 9 people and wounded 29 others in northern Cameroon in an attack local and security officials are blaming on Boko Haram militants. Authorities say Sunday's attacks in a village near the town of Mora were carried out by 2 teenage girls. This is VOA News. Iran says a verdict's been issued in the trial of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, a dual U.S.-Iranian citizen who was arrested 15 months ago on espionage and other charges. Reuters, quoting Iran's ISNA news agency, is reporting that Rezaian was convicted and that he has 20 days to appeal the verdict. But that's not yet been confirmed. Rezaian, who holds dual citizenship, had been working for The Washington Post in Iran since 2012. Iran's parliament gave preliminary approval of a bill Sunday that allows the government to implement the historic nuclear deal reached with world powers. Under the bill, the Iranian government will be authorized to withdraw from implementation of the deal if the other side fails to lift sanctions against Iran. Final approval of the measure is expected later this week. Guinea held an election for president Sunday. Chris Stein reports from the capital, Conakry.
While looting and clashes between rival political supporters erupted in Guinea earlier in the week, there was no sign of trouble in Conakry as the polls opened. The head of the African Union delegation monitoring the vote, Delaita Mohamed Delaita, called voting peaceful. He says that based on what he saw today, the elections took place under very good conditions. Guinea's opposition parties decried the election as fraudulent. Leading opposition candidate, Selu Dalein Diallo, told VOA he had no confidence in the Electoral Commission. He said he and 6 other opposition challengers would reject the polls if they believed they were rigged. Chris Stein for VOA News, Conakry, Guinea.
Preliminary results are expected later this week. 2 exit polls show Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko winning a landslide 5th term in Sunday's elections, which were boycotted by most of the opposition. A wave of violence between Israelis and Palestinians entered its 2nd week Sunday. An Israeli airstrike on Gaza in response to Palestinian rocket fire killed a pregnant Palestinian woman and her toddler daughter. Medics say they died when the building in which they were taking cover collapsed. Several others were hurt. Israeli gunfire killed a 13-year-old Palestinian boy during a clash at a checkpoint outside Ramallah on the West Bank. Israeli soldiers say the demonstrators were attacking them with rocks and firebombs. Palestinians were also wounded during violent demonstrations in Gaza. An Israeli Arab struck 4 people with his car before jumping out of the vehicle and stabbing them outside a kibbutz in northern Israel. And a Palestinian woman was seriously wounded when a gas cylinder blew up in her car at a checkpoint outside a West Bank Jewish settlement. The United States will offer condolence payments for those killed or injured in the U.S. airstrike that mistakenly hit a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, October 3rd. The amount of the payment still to be determined, and will be going to civilian non-combatants injured or their families. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.